Summary of Sunni Concepts. Worship is coupled with trust in God in seeking His help. Worship is often associated in the texts of the two revelations with trust in God in seeking His help. As in the words of God Almighty, "You we worship and you we seek help." And the Almighty said, "So worship Him and trust in Him." This is only because the servant lacks God Almighty. In terms of what is desired, the beloved and the idol. And since He is the one responsible for whom help is relied upon. Through worship, the divinity of God Almighty is revealed. By relying on Him and seeking His help, His divinity is revealed. Slavery cannot be achieved except in these two ways. Just as seeking God's help in all matters is possible. It is a fortiori in the worship itself. In reference to its association with it in the Dikr in the verse of Al-Fatiha. Seeking help from God in worship. It strengthens the slave to perform it. And protect him from wonder by worshipping Him. And whoever thinks that it is within his power and strength. It also prevents him from being lazy and negligent in performing it. Whoever seeks help from God in his worship, God will help him in it. Whoever neglects to seek help, God will leave it to himself. He became weak and lazy. And in prioritizing worship over seeking help and remembrance in the verse of Surah Al-Fatiha. Rhetorical jokes are among the most important. Worship is the goal for which the servants were created. And seeking help is a means to it. The end takes precedence over the means.